Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. I'm guessing you're on the way to work right now, right?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just the first segment. I'll do here the old school way. Remember we used to have Gettners?
Yeah, absolutely. Get on the phone. So this storm, I mean, the wildfire smoke has been evident, especially in southern Wisconsin. Just hazy sunsets and sunrises around here, although early last week some people said they could smell it. Is this storm going to wash it away?
Well, the system that's bringing this storm has cleared a lot of the smoke and will clear a lot of the smoke for today and tomorrow, but it's not going. We'll be dealing with this, I think, for much of the summer.
Yeah.
There's over 400,000 acres that have already been burned. Bill Snyder gave me the information the other last week. I know he talked to you. But over 150 fires, and almost none of them are contained. Whenever we get winds coming in from the north or even from the west, I think, we're going to be looking at some wildfire smoke in the area. Today they're coming from the south, and it's pressing a lot of it back up Lake Michigan, but that could only be for a day.
Isn't that weird? Because Steve's been on this radio station for 40 years. Today is his 40th anniversary, Demetrius.
Oh, wow. I got a gift that's in the mail.
I have no doubt that's true, Demetrius.
40 years. How do you do it?
Keep your head down. You know, every I try to act like Larry Potash as much as I can.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, don't get promoted to chief.
No.
It's hard to keep your head down after that.
How's that feel?
Well, the head's not down. Right? You ever see All Quiet on the Western Front? It's kind of like that, like that last scene is sometimes.
But, Steve, over the past 40 years, with the exception of the past few, do you remember Canadian wildfire smoke ever being a big issue?
Right? No, I don't. Not at all, ever.
I know. Now,
yeah, it must have been an issue, but maybe it was just one of those things where, we didn't have all these wonderful satellites that we have, and so much equipment to measure different things in different and in random and remote places of the world. So maybe it was just one of those things that was just like kind of an article that was written in the third page of a newspaper, and that was it.
Could be, yeah, could very well be. Demetrius Ivory is with us. We'll talk more about weather, hurricane season, what Chicago can expect, all of that on the way. First Mary has current conditions and a check on weather, on traffic as well. Demetrius Ivory, the chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, joins us. We talk weather and just about anything else. I want to share a clip. The year is 1990, Demetrius.
Okay.
Steve Bertrand's been at the radio station 5 years.
This is going to be great.
No, this one's kind of sad because it's weather related.
Oh, no.
They sent him out. Steve, did they send you to Plainfield to how many days after the tornado did they send you out, or was this
the
day
out? No, I was there the night of the tornado, and actually in Crest Hill, which was near Joliet. It's okay, Demetrius. I would have laughed too. Don't worry.
He
about
didn't
it.
Know.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
No, he had no idea. That tornado ended up killing 29 people, injured 353. This is Steve Bertrand on the scene in the year 1990.
There's almost nothing salvageable from that building. It appears to have been at one time a two-story building. From there to another building, also will be destroyed. There is nothing salvageable there.
Hmm.
And then south to two more buildings. From there, it hit a tree, perhaps 50 feet tall. There is nothing left on this tree. No branches, no leaves. Everything else is gone. It's naked.
Wow.
It's naked.
Really good. That was really good. You were really good. You deserve to be where you were.
Back in the day. But, the thing I do remember about that scene was that there was a garage on a slab, and the garage was gone, and there were a pair of sneakers sitting on the slab.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they'd been placed there by by a little girl the night before.
That's so weird.
It's those little things, and I've experienced that too, especially at Fairdale. Got there, 10 minutes after this tornado. Isn't it those little things that stick out? For me, I was walking down the street, and it was almost complete darkness, and there was a kid's doll just sitting in the middle of the street. And I'm thinking, what just happened to these people's lives?
Right.
I'm sure in Plainfield it was that times 10. But those are those assignments that stick with you, right?
They don't go away. And I was out there the next morning at like 4.
Mm.
And like you said, I just remember the absolute quiet.
Yes.
Just totally silent.
Yes. When I got there, it was 10 minutes after, everyone was in shock.
Yeah, it's a different type, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for you, it was quite, you know, I mean, so it's a different type, but I'm sure for Plainfield, because it was such a horrific disaster that it probably lasted much longer. You know, more people, it affected more people, I want to say. But, with Fred, people were just coming out like, what just happened? And we are a news crew with, we're the only lights because we are on a battery and things like that. And people were just walking to the light.
Oh, right. And you were on the street doing the reporting for that, huh, Demetrius?
And couldn't even keep myself together because it was just, you knew that somebody didn't make it through that night. You knew somewhere somebody didn't make it through that night. And for instance, when Steve was out there, he knew that really bad things had happened.
Right.
Yeah. It's tough.
In windows, yeah. You could look, you could look inside the apartments and, you know, they're divided up like dollhouses and mm-hmm. you just know it, right.
Yeah, it's a really serious thing. It's,
And we don't really have, like, is there an official tornado season in northern Illinois, or we just have
not
all come
really
to
anymore.
Not anymore, right?
Well, in northern Illinois, yes. I think we had, February last year.
Right. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, it can happen any time of the year now around the country. I would say probably, you know, you would say not February, but I'd say November, December, January, and I'd say February, but maybe early February would be when we probably wouldn't expect it. But across the country, it's every day now that we have some. And it's, you know, there are a lot of people who are really weather enthusiasts, and they really love the severe weather and really love the tornadoes and things like that. And Bertrand, I'll tell you, after covering a couple of them, I don't like them at all. I don't even understand why a storm chaser
goes out.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the research part, but it's not an adrenaline rush. I mean, it's not. Even if it's one that's just kind of going through, you know, some farmland, you know, when it really hits someone's home and when it really hits a community, it is, you don't like that stuff anymore.
Right. And it's those communities that need the National Weather Service.
Yes.
And I did just see on News Nation mm-hmm. that, because we heard Tom Skilling was on this show a lot, saying they're making cuts. This
yes.
could cost lives. And today on News Nation, they said the National Weather Service is seeking to hire 126 people, meteorologists included, after massive layoffs at the agency left several offices understaffed.
Right.
We know they've been understaffed, and they need to hire 126 people. Why wouldn't they bring back the 126 people who were there that they fired?
Or never get rid of them. You know, it's,
yeah.
But as I mentioned, you know, because people think it's all political. No, both sides have done that. That is the Department of Commerce. You know, so both Republicans and Democrats have done that. That's just a really easy one to cut because
We don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it. You know, it's not you don't see it in your check. You don't see it when you go to the store. But this time they instead of cutting the Department of Commerce, which would have had to cut the National Weather Service, they directly went and cut the National Weather Service. And that is what sounded the alarms. So, yeah, I'm glad they're hiring more people. We have 1,000 tornadoes already that have occurred this year. Our average was 1,000 across the entire country for a year. It's right around 1,100 now. We'll get to 1,100 probably by next week. This is going to be a year where we get it probably twice, maybe even three times the amount of normal tornadoes. And people at the National Weather Service have been getting let go. It's just bad idea.
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. And I was just watching video of Representative Mary Miller, who's our representative from Central Illinois. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday, it went viral because she is a climate denier. And
yes.
she was calling everybody out for believing anything about climate change. And I thought, oh, no.
Well, opinions vary. But my problem with the climate deniers is that they're going to deny until all of a sudden there's no proof at all that they're right. The problem is that the damage is done. It's almost like a smoker, you know? Well, I don't have cancer yet, you know? How can you say I'm going to get cancer? I don't have cancer. And they smoke, and it's like, well, you're not going to find out until you have cancer, you know?
Right.
So I'm really big on analogies. My kids hate it. So
I saw you had a lot of time with your girls. I bet that was fun. It looked like you were having fun. So before I let you go, give us the weather forecast. What are we looking at in the next few days?
Okay, today, nice and warm, and it's over. We're expecting showers and thunderstorms tonight. We've already had a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings up north. You know, there's a marginal risk of seeing something that's strong or severe. Just know that when you're dislodging 80-90 degree air with air that's going to be 60 and 70, you're usually going to get some pretty good storms.
Any time frame on that, Demetrius?
I think it's going to be before midnight. Excuse me. I think scattered showers and thunderstorms, the potential for severe weather would be before midnight, but rain will linger into Wednesday with a much cooler day. So no severe storm threat tomorrow, but 67 the high? Yeah, rain from upper 80s to upper 60s in a day. Then Thursday will be low 70s, Friday low 70s, and Saturday and Sunday will be mid 70s to 81 on Sunday. So it will be a nice weekend, but this heat is off in just a few hours, actually.
Wow. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be watching you on
TV. Hey, congratulations. You know what? I hope you make it to 80, you know. I hope you make it to 80 years.
No one
That's
hopes
not
I
a
make
good
it
wish,
to
Demetrius.
I just want to see him on air trying to do it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.